Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Boomer mentioned Mike Vrabel. Yes, is indeed going to meet with the Jets today about their head coaching vacancy. You got multiple outlets confirming that report now from The Athletic. Meantime, the interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, spent part of Thursday sneaking up on Aaron Rodgers from behind, bear hugging him and lifting him off the ground as the Jets got ready for their indoor practice.
I cannot wait for this Jets season to be over.
It's almost there. Yes.
These guys, biggest group of losers I've ever seen in my life. God. It's not even close.
All right, let's get to some other stuff this hour then. Little hoops for you. I'm aware the Nets won last night in Milwaukee. I'm also aware you guys really don't care about that, but this was a pretty wild sequence. A lot going on for Chris Carino and Tim Capstra as the Bucks won and went on a big run for almost the final 7 minutes of the game to pull within one possession of what was a big lead for Brooklyn. This is almost 30 seconds. Just hang with it.
Lillard, right wing three. Go!
Nets not using the timeout right now. Jordy Fernandez is trying to settle down his girl. Yes, they will. They've got to talk about things. D'Angelo Russell
is cramping. It's a three-point game and a timeout with 106 left. Russell's right leg is cramping. Nets training staff massaging his leg, trying to work it out.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Did Capstra say he's trying to settle down his girl? I think, did he mean to say crew, maybe? It sounded like girl. Like,
I honestly don't know.
There was lots of stuff happening there. So, that was part of a 20-0 run for the Bucks. They got within one, and then Giannis actually had a drive to the basket and a layup to take the lead, which he missed. And then the Nets were able to finish it out at the free throw line for a 113-110 victory, but they almost coughed it up. So, interesting game. Cam Johnson had 26, Cam Thomas 24 off the bench, and D'Angelo Russell had 11 points, 12 assists. He's back with Brooklyn after that trade with the Lakers the other day while you guys were not around. So as they continue to stockpile draft picks, they got a bunch of second-rounders sending Dorian Finney-Smith out to the Lakers. So wild night for the Nets out in Milwaukee. You got the Knicks and the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Jalen Brunson and Deuce McBride are listed as questionable after they missed the game the other night.
Oh, they got to play tonight.
I think they probably will.
And by the way, you know, it's the number two team. Oklahoma City is right behind Cleveland. Cleveland's got the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City is second, and the Knicks are fourth. When was the last time the Knicks were that high in the standings, overall in the league?
Overall in the league?
This late in the year?
Not in a long time.
This is going to be a great game tonight. Hopefully they show up tonight and they play well, and there's no reason, you know, for us not to think that they won't, but man, Oklahoma City is on a 14-game heater. The Knicks are on a 9-game heater.
Yep, OKC won last night at home over the Clippers, 116.
Precious Achiuwa time tonight, baby.
98.
Oh, so it's a back-to-back for the...
For the clip for the Thunder.
Thunder,
yes.
All right.
Yes,
nice.
It is. But, I mean, yeah. Take playing the Clippers at home, does that really count?
Yeah,
kind of like the Knicks playing the Jazz at home the other night.
By the way, I could tell you, America wants Knicks Thunder in the finals.
America?
The finals? America, yes.
Yeah. America does not want the Thunder in the finals.
America wants Knicks Thunder.
Oklahoma City.
SGA, yeah, baby. Definitely. SGA. Hey, SGA is a superstar, man.
Well, we know that much is clear. Absolutely. Meantime, in San Francisco, it was one of those nights, vintage Steph Curry taking down the Sixers.
Hand off Maxey. Takes another three to get it back. No, short. Rebound fell straight down to Curry. Curry brings it across half court. Puts on the brakes. He checked. Three! Got another one! Curry is now 8 for 8 from three. He's got 30 points.
That's Tim Roy, Warriors Radio, and that's how Curry would finish, plus 10 assists as the Warriors crushed Philadelphia 139-105. Afterwards, Steve Kerr, in awe of his future Hall of Famer.
We need to cherish these nights. You know, he's not going to be around forever, and he is one of the most beautiful basketball players who's ever lived, and we're lucky to be watching him.
Old chuckle from you there. You don't share Steve's sentiment on Curry?
No, I don't know.
You don't care at this point.
No, it was just he's not going to be around forever. It's just so dramatic.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's a regular season basketball game. Like, chill out.
I know. 8 of 8's kind of cool, though, from three.
Yeah. Yes. He's done magical things. He's changed the game of basketball. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. To me, you could put it that way, but but when it's done well, when he does it, it's beautiful to watch. When everybody else tries to do it, it sucks.
Yes.
So it's just a tough thing.
All right, so we bring up that love from Kerr, and we'll compare and contrast now to what's going on between Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley, the Heat kind of battling it out publicly a little bit through the media. So Riley and the team, I think over the holidays, released a statement or sometime in the last few weeks to shoot down rumors about a possible Butler trade. I guess he wants out of Miami at this point. They did lose to the Pacers at home last night, so they're 17-15, and I guess he's indicated he wants to be dealt. This was from an ESPN story that he is not giving them a list of favored destinations. He's open to playing anywhere other than Miami and believes he can make any team a contender no matter where he is moved. So here he was post-game last night, teed up with this question.
What will fix it? What do you want to see happen to fix it?
What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon.
And as he continued, he shed a little bit more light on the situation, I guess, which led to a follow-up at the end of this clip, and then there's a no-hesitation response from Butler.
I'm happy here, off the court. But I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop, and I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Is that AI asking you questions?
Or a plan?
Jesus.
I don't know.
Can you get your joy back on the court?
Probably not.
Would you like to see happen?
Didn't even take a second.
Is it the robotherapy the golfer was talking to a couple months ago?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded exactly like that.
You know, but if I felt like they were both sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And he was his therapist.
Like a podcast or something.
Yeah, or something like
one-on-one.
That.
One-on-one.
I mean, Jimmy Butler is all over the place, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
he always has been. He's a great player, but I mean, he must be really difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on a million teams, it feels like, at this point. And, Bulls, Timberwolves, Heat, Sixers, now somewhere else.
I mean, the Heat are one of the best organizations in the NBA, are they not?
They've been very
stable. Spoelstra has been there. You know, all these guys go through there, it seems like. They continue to win. They continue to stay, you know, very competitive under Pat Riley's leadership. I mean, I don't get it.
Usually a spunky playoff team. You know, regular season, they kind of lie in the weeds.
I know that they don't have, like, you know, what they once had, but I don't know. It seems like they became like the Lakers of the Eastern Conference. Like, they always were competitive, and they always seemed to be able to get the star player. I don't know why the hell he's want to leave Miami.